USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Chris Christie, the former New Jersey governor, has filed paperwork for a second presidential run. He's set to launch his campaign tonight in New Hampshire. The Republican field already crowded, and former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to announce his campaign tomorrow. President Biden is holding his first cabinet meeting since declaring his candidacy for re-election. Just before the meeting, Biden told reporters that they'll be discussing many issues.
We're focused on securing our border, combating climate crisis, and protecting the fundamental rights of America.
He added the group would discuss implementing the laws his administration has passed through Congress and continuing to invest in America. U.S.-China relations are showing signs of improvement. Secretary of State Antony Blinken plans to visit Beijing following productive talks between senior American diplomats and their Chinese counterparts. That's according to the State Department. Explosions at a dam in Russian-controlled southern Ukraine have triggered extensive flooding. Sky News correspondent Alex Crawford is there.
We are talking about 18 cubic kilometers of water which has been unleashed, and the floodwaters have been washing down slowly but surely, swallowing up about 100 villages and towns, including Kherson City, the capital of Kherson region.
Constructed in the 1950s, the dam retains a vast water volume comparable to Utah's Great Salt Lake and supplies water to the Russian-controlled Crimean Peninsula and Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The Republican-led House is set to vote this week on legislation regarding gas stoves. The proposed bills aim to prevent regulators from imposing future bans on stoves or implementing new energy conservation and health standards for newer models. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik has accused the Biden administration of excessive regulations. This is USA News.
Is there a media war to stop President Trump's re-election? David Horowitz says there is, and he's on Newsmax TV all this week to talk about his new book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. Every night, David Horowitz reveals the stunning revelations in Blitz. Horowitz names the secret players and billionaires out to stop Trump. Donald Trump Jr. says you should read Blitz. See David Horowitz. Tune in tonight to Newsmax TV, now America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Newsmax is on all the cable systems, including DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, and many more. Just check your cable guide and make sure you get your copy of David Horowitz's Blitz, already a number one Amazon bestseller. Find it in bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWS-MAX. That's 800-NEWS-MAX. Or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. Get Blitz today and see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV tonight.
In a groundbreaking development, the PGA Tour and LIV Golf have announced their merger, aiming to unite the world of professional golf on a global scale. As part of the agreement, the former competitors have resolved all ongoing legal disputes and will establish a new company which has yet to be named. 9/11 Families United has expressed strong disapproval regarding the merger between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf, which is supported by Saudi interests. The organization's chair, Terry Strada, said that the PGA and Commissioner Jay Monahan have now accepted billions of dollars to whitewash the tarnished reputation of Saudi Arabia. House Republicans are criticizing the Biden administration for its alleged lack of preparation regarding the termination of Title 42, an immigration rule related to COVID-19. In a House subcommittee hearing today, Louisiana Republican Representative Clay Higgins challenged the administration's assertion that border crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border have decreased.
Numbers of human beings crossing into America are indeed still at the record levels that we saw prior to the end of Title 42.
Title 42, which facilitated the swift expulsion of asylum seekers, expired in early May. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says two plane loads of migrants that have arrived in Sacramento are part of a scheme the state of Florida has cooked up, and it's the migrants who are suffering. The plane that arrived yesterday came just days after migrants were left in front of a Sacramento church. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.